This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll begin today with the trial of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger. Testimony has been moving faster than expected, and federal prosecutors say they plan to rest their case by the end of this week.
Today in court, Bulger's one-time associate, Stephen the Rifleman Flemmy, once again took the stand. And at the last few minutes of today's proceedings, he was under withering cross-examination from Bulger's defense team. WBUR's Asma Khalid was in court today, and she joins us now. Hi, Asma.
Hi, Meghna.
So can you tell us a little bit about what happened first as the prosecution wrapped up its questioning of Flemmy today?
Yeah, well, overall, Flemmy incriminated Bulger in about six other murders today. He did not have direct knowledge of two of those murders, but in the other four, he outlined Bulger's role, and he really painted a picture not necessarily of a partner in crime, but of a boss. He repeatedly said that they extorted so-and-so because of Bulger's insistence, or they killed so-and-so because of Bulger's insistence. And so I think he repeatedly tried to point the finger just squarely at Bulger.
So this is interesting because Stephen Flemmy is one of the witnesses that's being called by prosecution, whom I guess one presumes the prosecution wants to use Flemmy to tie Bulger as closely as possible to many of these murders that he's been, or all of the murders that he's been charged with. That would be the intent on the side of federal prosecutors. But the last, 15 minutes today, Flemmy began cross-examination from the defense team. What was the tone of the question from Bulger's defense team?
Well, it was really, really harsh. One of the murders that Bulger is accused of committing, and one of the murders for which Flemmy described in rather graphic detail how Bulger committed this murder, is Deborah Hussey, his Flemmy's stepdaughter. And Flemmy says that he was reluctant. He really did not want to murder Deborah Hussey, but Bulger was insistent. He felt like she was becoming too much of a problem for them, and they needed to eliminate her. And so he described how Bulger allegedly brought Deborah Hussey to this home, grabbed her by the neck, and strangled her to death. And one of the things that we heard just briefly in the government's questioning was a question about whether or not Stephen Flemmy had any sort of a sexual relationship with Deborah Hussey. And at that time, Flemmy said he did not have sexual intercourse with her. And that was it. And the prosecution changed gears, moved on to another question. Well, that was exactly where Bulger's attorney, Hank Brennan, began his questioning. And I mean, it was really just hammering him about his relationship with Deborah Hussey, how he knew her since she was a really little girl, how she used to call him daddy, and how at some point later they did have a sexual relationship. It was oral sex that he says happened twice and was in a moment of weakness. But this is interesting because it's really, the defense is trying to paint him, you know, as a pedophile, as someone who cannot be trusted and is a sort of a dirty criminal. But beyond that, he's also a pedophile.
And possibly even perjured himself on the stand. But that's what the defense team seems to be trying to drive at. Interesting. So cross-examination with Stephen Flemmy continues tomorrow.
That's right. And I'm sure there'll be more questions. You know, what was interesting, I think, throughout Flemmy's testimony is that at times he sounded like an actor who kept forgetting his lines. There was this really interesting moment, actually, today at the beginning of testimony when the U.S. Assistant Attorney Fred Wyshak tried to clarify a statement that Flemmy made last week when he referred to one of Deborah Davis's brothers. And Deborah Davis is another one of these 19 alleged Bulger victims. And Flemmy had said, mentioned that one of those brothers was a drug dealer and an FBI informant, but he didn't specify a name. So today we tried to get some clarification on that name, and he slipped and said that it was Steve Davis. Well, that was incorrect. Steve Davis is Deborah's brother, who's loyally been attending court every day, and there was this really lively outburst that included swearing. But that was just sort of, I think, the tenor of what we've seen from Stephen Flemmy, is that he seems to slip up, say the wrong name inadvertently, and then you'll have the prosecutors re-ask him the question multiple times till he'll give the appropriate answer. So I think that the defense team will have lots of questions to ask, given that that's been the tenor of his testimony so far.
Well, WBUR's Asma Khalid reporting to us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse in South Boston. Asma, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.